Ding 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 ding. Ding 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 ding.
The Tantrum House Board Game Podcast is recorded live from Studio WKRB in Greenville, South Carolina. This podcast is brought to you by our friendly local game store, Boardwalk, purveyors of fine games, Bezier Games, the new classics, Final Frontier Games, bringing friends and family closer together, The Game Steward, your second chance at Kickstarter games, and Game Toppers LLC, upgrading your gaming experience. Your hosts are Prognosticator Supreme, peering into the swirling mist of future Kickstarters and glimpsing the diamonds in the rough. So buckle up. Seriously, especially if you're driving right now, because you're about to arrive at the Tantrum House.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. We've got Sarah Meadows,
Kevin Dell,
Melissa Dell,
Katie Pills,
and Ryan Pills
in the house.
Will is out of town again.
Oh,
this time
he's
in sunny California.
What?
It's been raining here a lot, so I'm very...
And like 40 degrees.
40 degrees raining.
Yeah.
On a Monday.
Ugh.
Triple threat.
Well, we did get some games in, though, so let's talk about that.
What'd you play tonight, Ryan?
I slogged through another act of the Star Wars role-playing game by Fantasy Flight. Edge of the Empire rules.
With Liam and Lincoln and Xander?
It was a little tough. I tried to do the sandwich method where there was good, bad, good. So there was a combat session and then at the beginning and end. But in the middle was this long party scene where they had to interrogate and negotiate with people. And it was, little bit much for 6, 8, and 10-year-olds.
Question, can you just skip that?
We could have, but... then you don't complete the whole thing. I mean, why don't you just say you win, you know? It's a role-playing game. Okay. So you were supposed to play a role.
All right. Well, role-playing games.
I'm trying to stretch these guys, and really it's stretching me. I'm learning, like, I should be more interesting, so.
Okay.
Well, I do appreciate Katie sculpted a hut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Tino the Hut. She did a really good job.
It was impressive. Yeah.
We didn't have a hut figure.
Jabba the Hutt?
No, yes. Teemo the Hutt.
Teemo.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's Jabba's cousin.
Okay. He's the one written into the story.
Oh, okay.
He's a minor Hutt in the clan that Jabba's in. I forget what it's called. Khajiitic or something.
Okay. But did you paint him?
No, I didn't have time because I baked him last night and we got him out of the oven. And then we...
Pizza the Hutt.
Oh!
But she did a really good job. He looks like quite the smug little slug.
So. Yes. Yeah. The kids were very impressed.
Yeah. So do you have an announcement about RPGs, Ryan? Or?
Yes, actually, we are now able to do RPGs at Tantrum Con.
Woohoo!
We have a dedicated space. I'm not sure quite how many tables we'll be able to fit in there, but we'll have enough for some games of D&D and Pathfinder, I believe.
Wow. Cool.
We're still working out the details of what all games will be able to fit in there, but
so if you're an RPG player and you're listening, then go to tantrumcon.com and join us February 15th, 16th, and 17th, 2019.
Yes.
Very cool.
Looking forward to it. It's coming quick.
It is.
Yeah.
Are we going to have options then for people to register for specific events?
Yeah, definitely.
In the RPGs?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, because we'll have GMs and we already have people. We've been talking to some of our local game masters.
Yes. Yeah, I think event registration is going to go live in January.
Yes. Okay, so have to wait till January.
And the events will be open first to the premier badges.
Oh.
And then they'll be open to everybody else.
What? Okay. So, Sarah, what did you play?
I played Intel Firewall this weekend. That's in a bunch of games of that.
It's live on Kickstarter
now. It's live on Kickstarter. And then I also played Manhattan tonight. I usually do very well in that game, and...
today is no exception.
No. I got last place today. Valerie and intern Dan kicked my butt. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they both did very well, and I did okay, but still last place. So, what'd you guys play, Kevin?
Well, before we talk about what we played, we're going to jump into our first episode sponsor. We've actually got three episode sponsors And the first one is Tierra E. Libertad, and that is from Vanguardia Games. This is actually a second edition that they're bringing to Kickstarter on November 20th. And this is about the Mexican Revolution. It is a co-op game, and you actually get to take control of one of the rebel factions, and your job is to try and actually change the constitution of Mexico to actually overthrow the government. So it says that you're all trying to work together to get 100 points. So, or more victory points to win the game. So, there's I believe I saw some of the previews of the campaign, and they have miniatures, but they're not like full body miniatures, they're just busts of the different like rebel factions. So, pretty cool.
Neat. So, it's pretty historically factual.
Yes,
stuff?
I believe the company is based in Mexico. So,
sounds like it.
Yeah, it's got area control, card drafting, like I said, co-op play, some dice rolling, and set collection. And it takes less than an hour to play.
Oh,
so
very cool.
Yeah. So you can check that out. But we're going to continue on and talk about more games that we play tonight. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The first one that we played tonight was Passing Through Petra.
Mm-hmm.
And I played this a few times. This was Katie's first time. What was your initial impression, Katie, about Passing Through Petra?
It was first of all, I thought it was like pretty complicated, like just trying to figure it out. But it actually played pretty easily, and I felt like there was so much going on at first. Like, just it hits you a little bit. Like, there's so much that I don't understand. But it actually lends itself well to making decisions quickly, because I tend to suffer from AP if I feel like there's too much going on. But this one, it was pretty easy to make some of those decisions. And there's actually, like, the way you have to take your turns is determined by where you are on this little grid. And I don't know how to describe it, but I thought that was the neatest, most unique part of the game. It was like there's this little grid, and what direction you move in is an action that you take. Mm-hmm. And so there's sometimes you work yourself into a corner and you can't take two of the actions that you really need to take. So you end up having to take an action that you don't like as much, but
could still help you.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because you're planning out all the things you're trying to do, but you have to keep in mind of where you are on this little grid, because sometimes you just can't take an action that you really need to do because of that. I just thought it was a really unique part of the game, and I like that a lot.
Yeah, the point of the game is to get rid of all of your influence cubes, so it's
not getting rid of your influence.
To spend all of your influence
or spread
cubes.
It around.
You're spreading your influence.
Spreading your
but
influence.
But whoever does that first immediately wins. So it's not like a game where you're just collecting victory points and you're playing a set number of rounds. You really do have to pay attention to where you are based on everyone else in the game. That's Kevin true. Got a really quick start, and I think we were all really concerned about him getting rid of his cubes.
He was like, within the first several rounds, he had like four of his cubes out, and we're all like, we haven't done anything.
But I think I pulled it out.
Melissa pulled
it
out the last minute, but we were all pretty close at the end.
We were, yeah. Because if Melissa had her turn before me, and if she hadn't won that round, I would have won on my next turn.
So Passing Through Petra is a game from Renegade Game Studios, and I believe the designer is J. Alex Gavern. Is that what it says on the front there?
Yes.
Okay, good. And he's done some pretty cool games. This one has a cool action mechanic with a set collection. I think the other cool part that people will look at the game is the actual components. Is the
some 3D stuff.
Yeah, three-dimensional. They actually have to put on the board. You're creating the walls of the passageway into Petra, so called the Sick. And I was actually watching a real video on YouTube, a video of real people passing through Petra. It was pretty cool watching them go through the...
It's kind of like a tight canyon that they have to go through.
Yeah.
Now, is it plastic? Is that what you're putting on the board for the canyon walls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. What else did we play tonight?
Century Eastern Wonders. It was, Kevin bought this when? At Origins?
Yeah, Origins 2018.
And this weekend was the first time I got a chance to play it because we're always playing new things that we need to review. So. Yeah.
I still haven't played it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Do you play Century Spice Road?
I have, yes.
Okay. Think about that plus a little bit extra mechanic-wise.
Yeah, it's Century Spice Road with movement.
Okay. Yeah. Oh,
wow. Interesting.
I'll say I haven't actually played Century Spice Road.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. So I did this one, and I honestly felt like overwhelmed with the amount of choices that I had.
Plus a little bit extra.
Sorry.
I was thinking, okay, there's like just tons of stuff to look at on this board. There's tons of ways you can get to where you're going. You know, there's tons of ways to trade in these cubes and to do these different things. And I was just like, I think I'll just take the easy route and just get 2 free cubes. I was like, if I don't, I'm going to have AP all night. And I was like 20 points behind, but...
Yeah, with Century Spice Road, you have your hand of cards that you're dealing with to know which trades. With Eastern Wonders, you lay out a tiles, think kind of like... Catan or something like that, and each one of those tiles has a different upgrade option. So it's kind of like those cards are now laid out mm-hmm. on the board, and as you move onto them, you can potentially do those trades. So all of the options are there on the board, and you have to really kind of focus, or it could be a little
it could be, but you like saying I'm gonna go after this goal, so I need 2 browns, a green, and a yellow. So you're like, how do I accomplish that goal? Yeah. So I just sort of look on the board and like, I need that, and that, and I try to accomplish it. Sorry, I was trying to see how Facebook was doing and it went loud.
Oh.
I apologize on that. So but yeah, I'm looking forward to the next game in the line. I don't know the name of it, but it will be based in the 17th century. More exploration, I think, is in the game for that one.
Yeah, and we haven't tried combining the two yet, because you can play Spice Road and Eastern Wonders as a large conglomerate game.
Yeah.
So. Whoa, what would that do to the playtime?
I don't know. Yeah.
We'll have to play it.
Yeah, I haven't even read the rules for it yet, so.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, Melissa, why don't we do another podcast shout-out to our episode sponsor?
This episode is also sponsored by Doodle Mash. This is a game currently on Kickstarter until December 10th, and it is for 3 to 20 players. It plays in about 20 to 45 minutes, and it is a drawing game where you have 6 animal cards out on the board. And then each player takes a token that has 3 numbers on it. And those numbers correspond to 3 different animal cards. And you're supposed to make 1 drawing combining aspects of those 3 animals. And then once you're done, I'm guessing it was a little hard to get all the rules, whether everyone is doing that all at once and then you trade and try to guess. It's definitely a party game.
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, you might have to combine a baboon, a spider, and a bee. And
interesting.
Sounds like Katie and Sarah would do really well at this.
Yeah, I think
Will would do well too.
I was actually just thinking it would be a neat game for like an art students.
Yes.
To really expand their thinking and like and their like problem solving as they're trying to figure out how to make things work together that
morph
don't
the
really
two
go.
Animals or more
three,
than
three,
three,
animals.
Three animals together. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I couldn't tell if it was timed or not, so I don't know how detailed you can get in the constraints of the actual game. But that is Doodle Mash, and it is currently on Kickstarter. If you like party games, if you like drawing and guessing and probably making fun of people's
yes, I'm sure that would happen.
Then you may want to look at that on Kickstarter.
Cool. Well, why don't we move into our Kickstarter conniption?
Kickstarter conniption!
This episode, we're talking about 4 games coming to Kickstarter the week of November 19th, 2018. Kevin, why don't you start us off?
November 19th, Miner's Lagoon is launching, and this is coming like November 19th is what I said. It is a set collection worker placement resource management game, and you actually are miners in charge of a like mining corporation, like a CEO.
So not like children.
Not like, no. You know.
Not those miners.
Miners, not minors.
Yes. and you are competing with the other players and trying to outcompete them. You're going to be able to recruit and get more equipment to mine. And there's two different types of workers. There's merchants and miners. And the way you use them is trying to get points. And you have some secret objectives. And it takes about 1 to 2 hours to play. So worker placement games can sometimes take a little bit longer just because you're trying to get your movement going. But you can check out Miner's Lagoon on Kickstarter November 19th. Ryan, what you got?
I have, coming November 20th from Mythic Games, Reichbusters Project Vril. I believe it's Vril. It might be Vril because it's...
I just called it Reichbusters because
like
I was confused.
It looks like it's a German word. Anyway, it is a co-op game. I'm not sure how many players, but it looks like it's at least 4 or up to 4. Fully cooperative, and you've got a campaign with some random maps, and you're fighting Nazis, and apparently there's like some deranged science going on with this Vril. It's like that unobtainium like magic substance that can do whatever you want it to narratively. So the Nazi evil scientists are using it to do evil experiments, and I guess you're trying to take some for yourselves. Just reading about it with the different types of action points and discovering items and so on, it really reminds me of Zombicide. I don't know if they're like doing a different mechanic that just sounds similar, because I haven't actually played it, but it looks like it'll be something that Zombicide folks will find familiar. If you go on Board Game Geek, it does say one of the category headings for it is zombies, but World War II. So there's that. I like the World War II aesthetic, and I do like Zombicide. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. That is reminding
zombies
me so much of Zombicide.
Category?
Yeah. Sure.
Like you can go on Board Game Geek and sort
it's like
by
a theme.
Zombies. Yeah.
It's a theme, not a mechanic. I was like, how's that a
I'm
yeah.
dead.
So it looks pretty cool. One of the missions, you have to infiltrate like a secret manor or something and steal stuff. I don't know if there's a stealth aspect like V Commandos.
So is it a... are there different... There's different campaigns then? So this is like a campaign thing?
Yeah, there's different scenarios.
Oh, okay.
So I believe there's a campaign that links them together that you can play through and... Yeah, so it's co-op. I always like co-op games, so interested. And that's coming November 20th, Reichbusters. And Sarah, what do you have?
Coming sometime soon in November is the game Metal. This is from designer Jordan Draper, and it is a dexterity game, and all the components are made out of different types of metal. So there's steel, aluminum, zinc, and some other alloys.
Heavy metal?
Like actual metal?
Actual metal.
Oh, wow.
And even the box is metal.
Whoa, this
not
sounds expensive.
It's going to be heavy
it's
to
not
ship.
Well, the box does not look like the flimsy tin containers that some games come in.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a normal game box, except for it's metal. So we'll see what that
How
looks
does that
like.
Work?
Like
is it like
printed
steel
on
or
metal or?
It is
metallic?
Steel. It looks like the... the name is embossed or debossed into the metal for the
That sounds container. Interesting.
But it's a dexterity game, and you use the components to play. There's 6 different games included in it. It says 3 classic and 3 new. So it has some pieces that are different sized marbles. It has some cylindrical shaped stuff. So that'll be interesting to see it. And then it also said there's some secrets coming on the Kickstarter page.
Oh.
Well, Lay Waste Games has done a couple Kickstarters. I think their big one was Dragoon. And their sort of like key component in there were these metal dragons. So they must have been, they must either have a source that they're mm-hmm. able to do this metal work with. Mm-hmm. So that's maybe why they're doing this metal game.
Yeah, so. Seems interesting. Kevin, what do you got?
So just one more time, I wanted to mention Tierra y Libertad. It's coming November 20th from Vanguardia Games. And it's one of our episode sponsors. And one thing that I didn't mention is that it is for 1 to 5 players. So that's nice. You can play solo or up to 5 players. And it is sort of centered around the early 1900s of the Mexican Revolution. So for you history buffs out there, I did not know that the Mexican Revolution was in 1910. So anyway, the peasants are uprising. Go forth and help them out. Now, on November 20th.
Now, was there a game that we talked about last week that's actually being moved back to this week?
Thank you, Melissa.
Whoa, Melissa.
So, Onimaru from Penguin and Panda Productions, which is an imprint of Big Kid Games, which did Sweet Mess, has pushed back their Kickstarter campaign 1 week. So, they'll be launching the week of Thanksgiving. And that is Onimaru, and you can check back our last episode. It's basically another co-op game where you are all ninjas or something fighting these big monsters. So,
yeah, I know Will was a little conflicted playing it because there was like a blue character, but another one had Wolverine claws, and then another one had his hair. And he was like, if you could just mix these three into awesome. One.
Well, he did play a prototype, so maybe that actually happened. I don't know. Yeah.
Just might have taken his suggestion. Yeah.
Well, why don't we jump into another shout out to another episode sponsor. Katie, you've got this one.
So our third sponsor for this episode is Riftway Games. Their game, Beast Edge of Extinction, is on Kickstarter now. It is a game for 2 to 6 players, and you are playing as these extinct beasts. You have hit points, and you're trying to deal damage to the other players. So it's definitely this like player-on-player kind of thing, and you're having to deal with different events that may help or hurt your character. They've got different resistances to heat and cold, so the changing climates do things.
What kind of animals are we talking about?
Oh, there is one called the Terror Bird. I have seen these types of critters before. Like some of them might look recognizable to me. There's like a saber-toothed cat. There is a dire wolf. There's a couple of other ones that I recognize, but I'm not going to even try to say the name. but anyway, and then there are, resources that they get to draw and that adds abilities to their, to what they can do or might give them food that they'd need to recover and, things like that. So
the cards are pretty bright looking and
yeah, they're
colorful.
They are, and this looks like the kind of game that you could really enjoy playing with kids. There's a lot of take that and the excitement of rolling dice and like, ha, I did this to you kind of thing. Okay. So, cool. Yeah, so check that out. That is Beast's Edge of Extinction on Kickstarter now.
Thank you, Katie. Let's hear from Larry and see what he has for our Tantrum House timeout.
It's the 60-second Tantrum House timeout.
Why would you even play this game?
Where we save you from playing the games that you wish you never played. Here's your host, Larry the Intern.
This week on the timeout, we're looking at Statecraft, the political card game by ITB, and that name right there should give you a hint of what's to come in a bad way. Falling right in the spirit of politicians, this game was delivered to backers well past the promised deadline. It also throws a whole lot of information at you and very little is worth paying attention to, which sounds exactly like a U.S. Senate session, so maybe this game's not so bad. However, beware the random event cards. To the designer's credit, life is unpredictable. We're often blindsided by events. However, note to the designers, we don't like our games too close to that. When you're near the end of the game and an event card makes the rest of the game obsolete and a waste of time, too far. While randomness is enjoyable when it's kept in bounds, randomness without limits or clarity is chaos and not fun. I give Statecraft 2 boring campaign speeches out of 5. Hey, if you have a game you want to hear on the timeout, then let us know in the comment section or hit us up on Facebook. See ya.
All right. Thank you, Larry, for your contribution to the timeout. Let's jump into a giveaway that we announced a couple weeks ago. This is MacGyver, the Escape Room from Pressman. They donate a game to us to give away on our podcast, and we have picked a lucky winner. So congratulations to Nathan from Arkansas. We'll be sending you MacGyver, the Escape Room.
Woohoo! And just so you know, listeners, you can always jump in and put your name on the contest entry form on www.tantrumhouse.com, and you can always be entered for a chance to win any of our giveaways. So check that out on our website, www.tantrumhouse.com. You got something else to share?
We have one more thing.
What's that?
I'm actually a little late on getting this to our podcast, but a few weeks ago, I received a second postcard.
Isn't this the third?
Technically, it's third.
It's the third postcard.
Fourth? It's the fourth one if you don't count the one that Kevin sent us.
Okay. it's the second one from Mark Spector.
Oh, there we go. Second from Mark. From Mark Spector.
Yes.
It's like we have a fan.
It is. This says, this was when he had been at Essen, and so this came a couple weeks after Essen.
He sent us a postcard from Essen?
From Essen, Germany. Oh, I get to feel it.
Whoa.
This card was at Essen.
He took the time to write us a postcard while he was at
Mark
Essen.
From Grand Gamers Guild. Tell us what it says.
It says, yesterday we visited the excavation site of a Roman town. It was cool. Today we go south to visit friends and then back to North Modan for Essen Week.
Very, very cool.
So thank Mark, you, Mark.
Thank you. And you guys are going to go see him.
We are.
You're going to see
Melissa
him.
Melissa and I.
Yes. We're going to be at PAX Unplugged working with Mark, with Grand Gamers Guild and Helena and Josh Capel.
With Burnt Island Games and Kids Table Wargaming.
Yep.
Wow. So all of it.
We will be demoing Endeavor, Age of Sail. And
make sure you bring Tantrum Con stuff.
And then we will probably be demoing some of the Kids Table Gaming games. They have Problem Picnic, Rec Raiders, Haunt the House, and Food Fighters.
Well,
speaking of Food Fighters,
yes,
or speaking of food, rather, it's Thanksgiving.
It is.
Yeah, we'll be thankful because ideally, by that point in the future, we'll have a daughter.
Hey, if people are listening to this right now, like we could have, the baby could be here.
It should be.
Yes, ideally.
Very, very cool. That's exciting.
Yeah. What are you guys thankful for?
Well, we're going to see family, so we're thankful to see them, and we'll be going up to Gatlinburg, Tennessee this week to spend some time with Melissa's side of the family. And
does your family live there, or y'all just go visit together?
No, they come down from Maryland, which is actually a long drive, and we come up, which is only a two and a half hour drive,
yeah.
But we've been doing it for over 10 years.
Good. It's kind y'all of got the good end of that deal.
We did. But we're trying to beat our record. Last week, last year, we played over 30 different games the Thanksgiving weekend. So
Kevin's already packed 3 or 4 bags of games to bring. So he took a picture and sent it to my brother and sister-in-law, and they agreed. And then they said, hey, make sure you bring your big box of Dominion also. And there's something else they asked for. Oh, Seventh Continent. So we're hopefully going to do some gaming over the Thanksgiving holiday.
It'll be fun.
Very cool. Will and I will probably be doing a neighborhood Thanksgiving.
Oh, this sounds exciting.
It does. We have a neighbor that is moving the week after Thanksgiving. And so we will probably get together with them one last time. And then last year we did a neighborhood day after Thanksgiving get together and gaming day. Cool. So everybody brought all their leftovers. So we each ate everybody else's leftovers. So they were different, amazing idea. Yeah. I'm really glad we did this.
Yeah.
And then we played games all day. We had probably 15 to 20 people over. So we played a lot of bigger party games, but it was very exciting, very loud, and we had a great time. Looking forward to that again this year.
So Ryan and Katie, you'll be thankful for a baby, and will you see family? Will they be coming down?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of family in town over the next few weeks. So.
Yeah, cool. Probably. My family coming into town to see the baby, Ryan's family coming into town to see the baby. Yeah, we'll probably end up with a lot of family that we're having to juggle and then kicking out. So we're like, we got to rest.
Cool. So. Well, before we say goodbye, don't forget to check out TantrumCon at www.tantrumcon.com February 15th through 17th, 2019. We want to see you there and have fun gaming with us here in South Carolina. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
Bye!
Thanks for listening to the Tantrum House Board Game Podcast. If you liked any part of this at all, find and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and tantrumhouse.com. Like us, share us, email us, call us, or send us a postcard. Thank you.
Holmes, Holmes.
What is it, Watson?
I think we might have a new case. How can we help, Miss?
It's Mrs. Fields, and I need you to settle a dispute. We have a small home with room for one table. My husband wants a fancy gaming table, but I believe a dining table is more important. I'm sure you agree with me, Mr. Holmes.
What if I told you I could satisfy both your wishes?
I'd say that'd be astounding, Holmes.
The answer is the Holmes, or perhaps the Watson, depending on the size of your room.
You're not making any sense, old chap.
Those are the names of an ingenious product from Game Toppers LLC. The Toppers are a portable solution that turns your current table into a high-end gaming table at a fraction of the cost.
Do you mean to say that the topper can be put on and taken off the table with ease?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Holmes. You truly are as amazing as people say. I will take a look at Game Toppers LLC right away.